Welcome to the Rhonda Swan Show podcast.
Welcome back to the Rhonda Swan Show. This week, I am so excited to actually bring on my guest because she was someone that went from a very rigid, structured woman in her masculine to now a healer and a coach and a woman that is guiding women in.
Coaching, yeah. Mentorship. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Lean into their glow.
Yes.
All right, let's do that again. Okay. Welcome back to the Rhonda Swan Show. This week, I have got a really incredible guest. As you've noticed, we have been really tapping into women like myself that have gone from rigid, masculine, really leaning more heavily into our masculine side than our feminine side, that has reemerged into truly finding who they are. Well, my guest this week has a really beautiful story because she went from being a very structured software saleswoman into guiding women into leaning into and finding their glow, like finding their inner self and to tapping more deeply into her feminine energy. So you've noticed this has been a theme that we've got this coming up series where we're helping women and finding the depths of the story that women have gone through to get to where they are today. So today I want to introduce you to my guest, Amy Bingham. Welcome to the show. So great to have you.
Oh, I love this.
I like you. You look so just in your queendom right there. Like we're both like, it was funny because when you and I were talking about like your story and everything you've gone through, I was like, yep, I know that story. I know that lady, right? That was like leaning so heavily. We fell in so deeply into doing what everyone said we should and navigating in this man's world into really truly finding ourselves. And the work that you're doing today, Amy, is so beautiful. That's why I wanted you on the show because the series is right. It's women gone wild. It's these women that have found themselves, but you're making a bigger impact on the world of other women's lives. And so for that, I want to thank you for being here. Super excited about it.
It's this stepping in, leading from a different way, right?
Yeah.
All we've ever known is to lead from a very masculine, very rigid, very thought out and planned way. And now to find a way to lead from pure,
our heart, right?
Yeah, pure divine.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that because I want to learn more deeply about like what you're doing right now. However, to get you to this point, you went through a lot of stuff, right? So if you're open, I'd like to talk about that because you went through something really traumatic in your life with your son and then a birth of your daughter. Let's talk about that. What happened in this moment for you when your son took his own life?
Yeah, you know, it's looking back on it, it's been the most beautiful process. I mean, the most beautiful process. But at the time, being in the depths, I mean, everything's stripped away. Wow. My son was 17 years old when he passed, and within a few months, bringing new life into the world. And that was hard. I wasn't ready to even let go of my son yet. And now I'm bringing new life in. And that was a tug.
Was this at the moment that you had your more feminine awakening, or were you still navigating, like forcing through these emotions that you were dealing with from the loss of your son?
You know, it was definitely bringing in the feminine energy, and that's been the most beautiful part of this process.
Yeah.
Of the depths of that, it was now my days were spent very much in the moment, in the very present moment. And not only that, but looking at life in such a new way. Every sunset felt like it was the most beautiful, magical, personal message from the universe to me. And even, I mean, just joking around, riding in my car and I get some bird shit on my window and I'm like, that's a message. I mean, I just flew into looking for signs and messages and something bigger and really connecting with this whole other world, spiritual world, right?
Yeah.
Outside of this very rigid, forced way of living and really seeing a much bigger way to flow and tap into all the amazing.
I mean, what a beautiful moment as well. I mean, now you have a daughter, right? So you go through this moment in time. I know you also had a divorce at that time. Like, I can imagine women that are watching this show are like, oh my gosh, like, I was there. Like, the world felt like it was crashing down, right? I mean, you're getting a divorce. Now you have a new baby. So it's like you're almost having this conflict between, you know, sadness and, you know, and being able to mourn your son to like this elation for this new daughter.
Yes.
Do you think that that is why this birth of this feminine awakening came forward for you?
In the exact moment it did too.
Wow.
I mean, I think of that for me to be giving birth just shortly after that kind of a loss,
yeah.
It kept me here. It kept me present. I wouldn't have been able to at all be in a state of mind of being present, constantly torn between a world of wanting to connect with, you know, with my son that's, you know, more spirit world, wanting to connect to this higher consciousness and
yeah.
feel him and live down that memory lane. And yet in those moments
of new life in front of you,
crying newborn, begging, pleading, you know, and it took me a long time. I you know, at the end of the day, I couldn't tell you when was the last time she was fed, if she had her diaper changed.
Wow.
I mean, just not there at
yeah.
all, and torn in between two worlds. And
yeah.
where do I fit now? And who am I now?
Well, okay, yeah, that's really big, right? I mean, when we say big, it's like not even a word that can explain that moment. What did you go through? Like, how did you actually get through that? Because obviously there's been a beautiful light in the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're doing incredible work with women now that have gone through traumas and are now facing this, you know, from masculine into feminine and the beautiful blossoming that comes from it. But how did you get there? Like, how did those roots actually start to grow? Like, what did you do in that moment?
So much surrender, right? It's it's funny, when you're healing, you're concentrating on how to get back to what your best self was, right? You think, I gotta get back to that. I gotta get back to that woman that I was, that, right, when I was in my game and all of that. But when you've experienced that kind of trauma, you're meant to evolve into something so new that you have not ever seen or felt or navigated.
Because I know the moment.
Right? And yet we're pulled between this, and it's like, that seems too scary. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And just let me go back to what I'm familiar with. And so you're constantly pulled between these, again, two worlds of living in this higher consciousness and really leading from the heart, and yet trying to get back to how things were, and I can never step back into that.
Yeah.
So it's this whole process of letting go.
Yeah.
Letting go. I mean, to every level of who I was, who I knew I, you know, my thought process, my patterns, I no longer recognize myself in any way, shape, or form. Even as a mom, I'm like, I'm a different mom now. I'm a mom that can be so worried of the loss of her kid and how to care for them. And so surrendering of being okay with letting go of everything I've ever known, ever thought.
So it's like identities, right? It's like peeling away these identities. And I know where you were, because I recently went through the same, a similar process. And it was like, I looked back at myself and I saw all these masks and all these, you know, these identities that I was wearing that got me to where I was, but was no longer serving me.
Yes.
You know, so like, let's talk about that. Like, were there moments where you're like, wow, I was this person. I mean, it's like completely stripping yourself away.
Yeah. You know, the funniest thing I think back on, I was such a planner and, you know, very analytical, but even going on vacation, I would spend 2 weeks planning and preparing it. And I mean, I loved being in that kind of energy and making sure that everything is going to be ready to go. And also being a software developer, right? It's that planning and preparing, getting everything ready. And after the depths of this, you know, and me no longer being able to even see 5 minutes into the day, and I'm having to sit so present, it switched everything for me. You know, now a camping trip where I would have spent 2 weeks stressing, worried, and checklists, and it would have taken 2 weeks of my time prior to going on vacation, turned into morning up. I say, "Okay, kids, grab a few things and we're gonna go." I no longer allowed these work, these things that aren't needed to take so much of my time.
Yeah.
Right? To consume my time and worry and stress. Instead, just I knew everything was going to be okay. If I could get through what I had endured, it nothing else at that point had had a grip of worry.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's amazing to think that we all have to go through these moments in time that it's like an awakening, right? Where we're like, wow, all that stuff is just not important. Like the energy that I put on things and I stress about stuff. And I think about it now, I'm like, none of that matters. Getting upset with somebody? Like, why would I even allow that to enter into my body? Like, as women, we put so much pressure on ourselves, right? We're mothers, we're healers, we're running businesses, and we put so much pressure on ourselves. And it's really not our pressure, it's what we think others want us to be.
Yes.
You know, and the moment we let that down, it allows us to be truly present in the moment, you know? And I think for you, especially, you know, now having this new baby and this new life, how did you then transfer or transition from this software developer into now the work that you're doing, right? Because these are two worlds.
Yes.
Like, you literally completely peeled it down. How was that transition? Like, what did you do to get to that point? Because I really want to talk about the work that you're doing with women now.
Yeah, so it took years of me just trying to even get back to a mental capacity that I could sit down and hold concentration to even get through a work day, even get through a work moment, right? Moment by moment. It took years to get to that place. And when I finally felt I was in a strong place, I remember walking into work one day. And this is a job that I loved. I mean, it was a career that at one point it served me and it was beautiful. And I could, you know, we all can rise in that energy.
Yeah.
But in this moment, I'm walking into work and I'm thinking, you know, I have such a beautiful life, an amazing career and vacations and a beautiful home and support. But this isn't how I'm supposed to be living. Mm. And it's in those moments I, you know, almost kind of self-sabotage. I'm like, how dare you, Amy? Who do you think you are that it's going to be something more than this?
Oh,
anybody
wow.
would look at you and say, but you have that
so
life.
Destructive.
Yeah. Right? Oh, and that's where we would fall back and say, well, then I'm just supposed to be happy, just like this, with exactly how my day flows. I'm supposed to now try and trick myself into believing, you know, that I need to be happy in this moment instead of leaning in. I mean, those nudges are there and we have a hard time really leaning into that. And those nudges are there that this is the opportunity to really make that shift. And so it was in those moments I'm like, okay, there's something bigger, something more. And it's that surrendering into, you know, getting reconnected with myself. I spent a lot of alone time really saying, if I'm going to be here now and live, because I had many moments of not wanting that.
Wow.
And finally, it's how do I want the rest of my life to be?
Yeah.
In the beginning, I had so many moments of, well, the rest of my life is I'm a grieving mother, and that's it. Like, that's
that
the
was
rest
a new
of
identity
my life.
That you were even owning, wasn't it?
Oh,
wow. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, right, think about it.
I accepted it, right?
Wow, yeah.
I accepted that. And I tried. I tried to be in that for a long time. Tried.
Because it also feels good sometimes to be a victim. Like, I mean, let's get real, ladies. Like, sometimes it feels good.
And we need it. Part of our
healing.
Ego needs it for a moment.
Yeah,
you know?
For a moment. Like, yeah, I think you're right.
It needs this to fully accept it, for one, not reject it, right? Accept that I am in this position, and this is
where
what's going on with me. So let me sit here and try and navigate it. And we try and navigate it, so we are accepting this victim mentality, too, with it, and trying to understand how our life goes with it. And it was in those moments I said, I don't want to be a grieving mother the rest of my life. I can't do this another 40 years. Like, I can't. And so letting go of grief was massive, massive. It's the last tie.
Oh.
It's like that last tie you have of letting go.
Mm.
And you hold it so dear, you know, like from the outside, you can view it as, oh, but it's, can't you see it's not serving you and it's pulling you down and it's pulling your energy down. And, you know, we shouldn't be living in this sadness, but it's that letting go of an identity.
Yeah. Well, do you think a lot of it too could be that, like, it was almost like you felt guilt by healing, right? Like, we hold on to that.
Yes.
You know, like, well, if I let this go, it means I've let go of my son.
Yeah. Who would want to say,
I've just moved on.
These words, who would want to say, I conquered grief.
Oh, right.
Who would want to say, I no longer, you know, and in that energy, I conquered it. I mastered it. And look at how much I'm thriving and how happy I am.
That's not something you want to say or admit,
you know?
But that is the process. Yes. Like, that's the switch, isn't it? It's literally like a switch. So when that switch happened for you, then how have you developed? I mean, you have created the most beautiful program where you're helping women lean into their glow. I mean, I want to learn about this. Like what, how, because you've taken all of these lessons that you've learned and now you're injecting it into other women's lives in moments that where they are either having a breaking moment or they're already going through it or they need help pushing through it. Like how did that develop? And let's talk about what that is.
Yeah. So I went through many different healing modalities and picked up so many pieces. And again, never thought that this would be something I'd be stepping into.
Amazing.
Still a software developer, back in a corporate world, right? Yeah. But so intrigued at this cellular level deep healing that took place. Wow. That wasn't happening in different forms of healing, you know, and when this really started evolving for me, I started pulling together my own modality and it was just cleansing on this cellular level in my body. I could feel, you know, where grief anchored on in our cells and it was like cleansing that out. And so what I bring for women is that cleanse, that whole cleansing process of really, really removing all the limiting beliefs and the roadblocks. And it's working on that energetic vibrational level that it doesn't matter how many times we say in our head, I will be happy. I'll wake up happy today and I'm going to read my affirmations and I'm going to journal and I'm going to do this. And yet our body is still hanging on to grief.
It's at a cellular level.
Cellular level.
And it's like raising the frequencies, right? I mean, like, I remember I saw Michael Logier, and this was like 20 years ago, and he wrote the book Law of Attraction, right? And it was pretty, you know, simple Law of Attraction book, and The Secret was out. It was, you know, really a lot of really great stuff. But he said something, and this may resonate. He's like, you know, we can wake up in the morning, and we can either vibrate at the, like, radio, like it's a radio station, he would say, like, you know, 49.9, or we can literally crank up our frequency and be radiating like 101 or, you know, 150, like whatever the AM, FM radios were. Like, I'm aging myself. But he was like, we get to choose that. And it's like turning up our frequencies, right? And when we do that, we heal, we elevate. Like those things, those pain bodies are not even needed in our body anymore. So like, how do you help women tap into that frequency and elevate that frequency, bring it through our body so that we can shine and glow, that bring that light forward?
So I believe that we all already resonate at a very high frequency. Our spirit, our energy already resonates at a high frequency, but the experiences and trauma and patterns and conditioning
turns it down. Got it.
And so how do we like get back to that? We're already capable of it, but it's releasing the thought patterns, releasing our habits. And so when we do this form of healing, of letting go, it's just clearing out the way of, right? That glow has just been dimmed inside of us. And what do we need to release? What do we need to let go of? And so with these different programs that I offer for women, it really helps them tap into this. Mm. It really helps them switch and change their thought patterns, switch and change from a capacity of, look, you know, maybe what the outside world, how it's affecting me. Mm. And instead of, I'm in complete control. I have all of that capability within myself to actually shift not only me, but everything that's in my energetic field. And so through healing and really helping them see the bigger picture, not only that, but really helping them dip into, man, like the divine energy that's been here through thousands of years. I just keep picturing these goddesses and warrior women, and it's like they have left droplets of knowledge and right, taking the lead from feminine and really drawing that back into us. How do we tap back into these energies?
Like, what would you say, because this is, you just brought this up for me, because I had this kind of realization too, and it was like, how would you really describe what that feminine energy is? Like, because I used to think, oh, if I lean on my feminine, I'm weak. Yes. If I'm vulnerable, I'm not powerful enough to be a woman. Like, what a crock of shit that is.
Right?
I was so pissed at myself when I realized that all of that was so much beauty and strength. And these warrior women and these goddesses, they embodied all of that. Right?
Yeah, they let their intuition lead. Mm. They let that just their presence, being in a room, can hold the energy. You know, that it's not so much doing, it's coming in and shifting the energy, holding the energy just through our own vibration, right? And intuitively be led, intuitively allowing men to lead, and they're masculine too, right? We've been so much at war, us females within ourselves, of masculine and feminine, and so much at war with that. And not only that, that's really shifted even men of what energy they're tapping, what they've tapped into. So big shifts this way of really finding that way.
Yeah, well, you know, and I mean, we look at this matrix, right, that we've all been in. It's like boys are told to be tough and they can't cry. And girls are told, right, the girls, oh, she's going to, you know, she can be soft and cry because she's delicate. Like, it's all this bullshit that we've been programmed to believe, you know, and then to now give women this gift. It's almost like they are finally getting that approval that and I can do this. Like, this is not, none of that is mine. Like, I know, because we, being, you know, leaning so heavily into my masculine, I thought I had to be a ball breaker, right? In order to make the right deals, in order to run the companies. And I realized, too, a lot of the way that I was leading women, showing them, was not how they needed to lead. And to now finally tap back in, I mean, it's so beautiful. And I know the amount of women that are watching this show are resonating with this, because there's an awakening. There's a feminine awakening, and it's like, it's embodiment. When you just said that, it made me just see like all these women rising, and they're rising from their heart and their intuition, right? And that goddess is coming forward.
Yes.
We're running massive companies and changing lives because we also give life.
Yes.
And to love and accept on that is so beautiful. So Amy, if there was something that you could tell, you're known in what you know now, to that Amy that right after your son took his life and the new baby came in, like what would you give her? Like, what advice would you give her?
Oh,
yeah.
So much grace, right? Mm. So much grace and holding. I was so much in a space too of living so much in my masculine that it's like, I've got me. So I wasn't allowing myself to be vulnerable. I wasn't allowing myself for anybody to step in and help.
Yep, yep.
And it was like a guilt thing there, right? It's like, oh, but you're busy too, and you're busy female and warrior, and right? Everyone's busy and you have your kids and your life. Like, let me just do me. But that broke me even more. And it really, really, I mean, it was beautiful because it brought me back to really being able to sit with myself and sit through hard things of seeing how much I've been in a driving force and how to pull out of that, how to step out into a different way. And there's a part of me that views, you know, this trauma forced me. I had no other option. I had no option of being back in this other energy. And really having to sit and be intuitive and sit with my my emotions. And that is what us females and the feminine energy, our emotions drive the most beautiful process if we allow it. The most, and you know, going back, emotions, I'm like, no, I'm emotionally stable. I'm emotional. Like, I didn't allow emotions. That's not what we could bring as females into a workplace and leading the way.
That's right. It wasn't even accepted. I mean,
being
a woman was like, in corporate, we weren't even allowed to actually be a woman. We were just a human being that had a job.
Yeah. And what that did to us is it completely removed us driving from intuition.
That's it.
I mean, those two go hand in hand.
We're all so logical in our mind. So would you say your message would then like lean into that emotion?
Lean into the emotion. If you can feel it, just like manifesting. You know, it's not writing out numbers and a plan and a very, very specific detail. For me, manifesting is, how do you want to feel?
That's it.
Because vibration and frequency all matches to a feeling. To feelings and right? So if you can really sit and tap into learning what that piece, that inner piece is, once you've mastered that and really have gotten to that inner peace, you can constantly come back to it. And that's where your intuition, that's where your heart's led from. That's where the intuition is led from. And that's where your just beautiful, divine, feminine energy is just waiting for it, right? Just waiting to be activated and to be tapped into.
Yeah. I love that. And which that sounds like the work that you probably do with the women in your lean into your glow. And just help them reactivate that and re-see that. So what's coming up for you? Like, what's next? I know there's a lot on the plate right now. I'm excited about some things we're doing together, but what's happening for you right now?
Yeah, so I've got a few books. One is an international book with some amazing, beautiful leading females. And this book, Decoding the Wellness Mantra, it is so much of how to lead from this intuitive, divine place. And we have an event coming up, a live event on the 25th, where everyone can take some nuggets from each of the authors and really learn how to get into that place of leading.
Wellness Code. We'll make sure that we get the link for that so people can tap in. And you have another book that you're also writing.
Lean Into Your Glow is the name of that book.
All right. Oh, gosh.
That is all of these stories and process to really help females understand how they can be leading in a completely authentic, beautiful way. No longer the stress and the worry and everything we take on in the world today, and really moving back into that energy that's just waiting for them to be tapped into. So that book later at the end of this year. And I've got these retreats, these online virtual retreat experiences.
Okay, so that was what you were telling me earlier. I want to hear more deeply about this, because this was all about the goddess temples.
Yes.
Right? So what is this? This is like a guided journey retreat that you're doing online with women. When is that happening?
So within the next month, and it's
in August.
In August.
2021.
Yes. Yep. Cosmic Goddesses what the name of this experience is. And it's really bringing females tapping into that knowledge that's just like here roaming the earth. I just constantly see
these codes, right?
Yeah, activation codes. It is like our body, our cells are just waiting for this information. And we all house it. We all house so much of this divine energy. And so it's taking them through many different temples here through Bali the energy and the goddesses and what they really brought to the earth at that time. And so it will be guided through healing and really tapping in and stepping into that glow and that cosmic goddess that's like energy that's waiting for us.
Orchestrated, like so divinely orchestrated as well. Like I, recently went away for 5 days and I was visited by past women, our ancestor women that have taken a stand, they're healers, but they were burned at the stake, right? All the work that they were doing, they were shunned and suppressed. And I wept with them. Like I felt what they went through. And I realized like, wow, this is the work that I need to do as well. Like I need to bring more of these stories out and get more women that are activated, that have recognize where they were before and now where they can be. And so I'm so excited to be able to help share this. I'm really excited too, because we're hosting the Women Gone Wild Summit the end of September. You're going to be one of our speakers. And can you share like maybe a really tight nugget that you want to walk some of these viewers through so they can get ready for what you're going to be able to deliver on?
Right. To pull ourselves from the depths of things that are no longer serving us, that have just dimmed our light, and to step into an all new rebirth, right?
Wow.
Not just maybe where we've been in our prime before, but fully step in and embodying a whole new rebirth.
Yeah, like completely like shedding it and stepping forward into who you are. Amy, we could sit here and literally keep talking about this, because I feel that, you know, we are, you know, like we were living parallel lives, right? Mm-hmm. We both went some forms of trauma in our life to get to where we are today. And it's so beautiful to see women rising, like drop that armor, that masculine armor that we were fighting. Mm-hmm. Thank it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything.
Yeah. Got us here.
Yes.
But now we're ready to really sit
step
in our glow
in.
And feel it. So Thank you so much for all the work that you do for women. I am so excited to do more connected work with you. And I'm just so happy to have you
on
the show. Thank you so much. So hopefully today's show served you well and you're enjoying this Women Gone Wild series of women that are stepping into their power, into their beauty and finding that glow, balancing from the masculine into the feminine to really truly showing up. I mean, imagine going from the trauma of losing a child into birthing a new beautiful piece of life. This is the cycle of life. This is what we go through on a daily basis. And we women are here to show others how to embrace it, how to stand in our feminine, and to truly show other women that they can go wild, that you can have it all. You can have a beautiful business. You can be a graceful feminine woman, but still have it all. And this is the life that we bring to the world. Ladies, it's our time to go wild. It is our time to truly rise and shine into who we are. Thanks for showing up this week, ladies. I cannot wait to share with you our next guest on the next Rhonda Swan show. It's time. It's time to go wild. We'll see you on the next show.